Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Speedy Jokes, sponsored by Team Hochberg. I got a troubling video yesterday, by the way, from one Steve Alexander. Who, did that just come out of your dishwasher?
No. I washed that thing once, you know, weeks and weeks ago, right after I got it.
The autographed Speed Jokes coffee mug.
Yeah, and that's when I saw, the autograph is starting to come off, so I have not washed it since. I only use it for water, so I just rinse it out. But I noticed there was still a problem.
Well, yesterday you sent me a video of the signature and all the nice things I wrote on there coming off.
Oh, yeah.
Is that that phenomenon, or is that from the original? That's happening now.
Yeah, it's happening now.
Well, I don't know if there's a class action suit you could be part of, but there's a lot of those signed mugs out there, Steve, and it would seem to me like you should have some legal recourse.
I only sent it as a cautionary tale for others who have received an autographed Speed Jokes mug. Don't rub the autograph.
Don't even touch it.
It'll come off.
I know, and we took great pains to find a kind of pen that... It's not just a Sharpie. It's like it's supposed to bond with the mug, and what you write on there will stay on there. Maybe we'll sue those people. As long as someone gets sued today, I'm happy. Thanks for the jokes, Terry in Downers Grove. Dave in Canada sent us another joke, and Terry in Franklin, Wisconsin did too. And here's a message to Peggy in Waukesha, who sent us a joke. I ran it by the Speed Jokes Approval Committee, and Lou Manfredini said no. So... thanks anyway.
Jan, I kind of liked it, Peggy.
By the way, Steve Alexander sits on that committee, and he also said probably not. Jan in South Haven, Michigan, thanks for the joke. Kathy Reynolds, Elizabeth in Naperville, and Helen in Milwaukee, we got your jokes. Say, what is your daughter doing for a living these days?
It's really kind of difficult to say.
Well, give it a try.
Okay. She sells seashells by the seashore.
What did the Tin Man say when he got run over by a steamroller? Curses, foil again. I met my wife on Tinder. That was awkward. Hey, Andy, guess who I bumped into on the way to the eye doctor?
Who?
I don't know. Yesterday I saw a bumper sticker that said veterinarians drive like animals, and suddenly I realized how many proctologists there are on the road these days.
Doctor, I've turned into a psychic.
When did this happen?
Next Thursday. Doctor, I'm turning into curtains.
Now, pull yourself together.
Doctor, people are ignoring me.
Next, please.
Doctor, the rumor is you're a vampire.
Next, please.
Doctor, I'm seeing spots before my eyes.
Have you seen a doctor?
No, just spots. Doctor, I'm becoming invisible.
I'm sorry, I can't see you right now.
Doctor, it hurts when I do this. A-E-I-O-U.
Don't worry, that's just irritable bowel syndrome.
Doctor, I've got a strawberry stuck in my ear.
Don't worry, I have a cream for that. Hey, what did the oxygen atom in a tuxedo say to the hydrogen atoms?
Bond. Covalent bond.
Boy, we are really short of good jokes. We're doing covalent bonding jokes here, but there it is.